Now, there was a very concerning story over the weekend in relation to legacy. And I noticed a Sinn Féin MP had branded claims that the RUC, that members of the RUC, had held parties in a particular place as sickening. Now, where did these former members of the RUC actually hold parties? Well, it may be unbelievable to think that they held the parties inside a van in which the Loughgall members of the IRA, known as the Loughgall Martyrs, were killed. They partied inside the van. That claim was made over the weekend by someone claiming to be an ex-member of the RUC. It is almost beyond belief. I want to speak to Linda Dillon, who's a member of Sinn Féin and very much representative of Mid Ulster. Linda Dillon, good morning.
Good morning.
It is hard to believe, isn't it? Do you believe that they actually did it, or do you think this is a comment of bravado from an ex-member of the RUC, that they got into the van, they partied in the van at the station in Armagh, and they looked out through the bullet holes at the shimmering lights of the barracks?
Well, if this is true, it's absolutely disgusting, and as Francie described, it's sickening. And I suppose the first thing I want to do this morning is just say to the families that, you know, our thoughts are with you, because this is re-traumatising these families, and they're already going through a very traumatising process in that they're still awaiting the inquest into the deaths of their loved ones. These families have suffered terribly, and regardless of what your view is of those men and the fact that they were IRA volunteers, that's irrelevant. These families lost their loved ones in terrible circumstances. And they haven't even been given the dignity of an inquest to find out what the last moments of their loved ones were. But apart from anything else, it is sickening that this would happen. But you would have to ask the question. It is also tampering with evidence. Tampering with forensic evidence.
Well, he did say, this former member of the RUC is posting underneath a picture of the van, and the picture of the van is very much in the public domain. But he said, during continuity training in 1988, we'd have partied in the back of it. The orange lights of HG, which is reference to Gough Barracks, made for an interesting spectacle as they shone through the very many bullet holes. And there may be some people who aren't aware of what we're talking about. This was an eight-man IRA unit being shot dead by the SAS in Loughgall. A passing civilian was also shot dead as well. And these members of the IRA were driving a digger with a bomb in it towards Loughgall police station. They actually exploded the bomb, and they were in a van close by the backup team. The SAS were on the ground. They had been informed that this was going to happen, and they shot all the members of the actual IRA, the IRA team. You're not fully familiar yet with exactly what happened on that particular day in Loughgall.
Obviously, we're not, because there has been no inquest held. So these families do not know what the last moments of their loved ones were. But I think that there's one thing that's not really in doubt. But again, until the inquest is held, there's no evidence to support it. The fact that that was a shoot-to-kill operation, that they could have been arrested. They did know that it was going to happen. They could have arrested them. And as I say, regardless of your view of what these men were doing, I'm a Republican. I stand over that. There's no secret, obviously. I'm Sinn Féin representative. But even for those who don't support the Republican view, those men could have been arrested that day, and they weren't. And this is just another incident that adds to the family's pain. And the family's pain is the same as the pain of any other family, regardless of who they were or how they died.
It's one trauma after another for these families, because number one, they lost their loved ones. Their loved ones were out attacking the police. Their loved ones were members of the IRA. That's for families to make a judgment on themselves, whether or not they supported what their loved ones were doing. But they did lose their fathers or their brothers or their uncles. They lost very close relatives, and as a result, they are grieving because of that. They've never really got the answers as to whether or not their lives could have been spared. And now, as you say, they're being traumatised again with this story about the police actually partying in the van. However, one of the other issues that will be raising its head today is how they ever came to be in a position whereby the SAS were there. And people who have studied this very closely believe they were betrayed by members of their own organisation.
Look, again, until there's an inquest, until there's actually a case, we don't know all of the evidence. And that is quite possible. But the fact is that even if that is the case, even if there was information given by informers or whoever else, the SAS knew that those men were coming. They could have arrested them. There's absolutely no doubt about that. I know a number of these families, and I can assure you that they already were going through enough pain without this coming out and all of the trauma that comes with it. And I just have to say again, our thoughts have to be with those families today, because they have been devastated for the last 30 years. They have had to go to court to fight just to get the basic human right of an inquest. Everybody deserves to know the last moments of their loved ones, whenever they died, however they died. And these families are not being given, are not being afforded that respect or that dignity.
And do you believe that those families are prepared for what might come out of this, the possibility that the IRA betrayed the leader of that particular group because he thought he was a maverick, and they sacrificed those people to keep the IRA on course for some political achievement in the future?
I believe that these families are prepared for whatever comes out of this because they want to know the truth, and they deserve to know the truth. And that's a fact. You know, and it's out there in the public domain that there were informers in all of these organisations, so there may well have been an informer. I don't know. That's been perfectly truthful with you, but all of those facts need to come out. These families deserve to know the truth.
So some people say the informer may have died on the night in Loughgall. Other people say the informer is very high up in the IRA and actually made a decision at a very senior level to take out particularly the leader of the Loughgall group.
People may say what they want, but if people actually know and have evidence that they can help these families to get closure and get the truth of what happened to their loved ones that night, then they need to bring that information forward. These families deserve to know the truth.
And what would hurt the families more? The idea that the RUC would have partied in the van where their loved ones died, or the fact that someone around their loved ones or someone controlling their loved ones actually betrayed them?
These families are hurting every single day just by not knowing the truth. But I can assure you, they are deeply hurt by what happened or what has come out this weekend. It is absolutely devastating to them to think that that was going on. And the fact that these are the state forces that held themselves up to be the people that would investigate the deaths of their loved ones, they never had any faith that that would happen. And they certainly don't have any faith in it now. But they are hurting every single day just by not knowing the truth. They deserve to know the truth. That's the bottom line.
It is almost beyond belief that people with beer bottles or vodka bottles would climb into a van like that and party. It's beyond even contemplation that members of our police force would do it. But that's what the claim is. Do you think you'll ever really get an answer to that?
I'm not sure if we will or not. I think that the families, again, do deserve to know the truth. But as you say, even to think that anybody would do that, I have to say, when I heard it myself, I felt sick to the pit of my stomach. And these are not my loved ones. These are not my family members. But I felt totally devastated and brokenhearted for those families, to be honest with you, that yet again, something else is coming out which just re-traumatises them. But as I say, they're being traumatised every single day by the fact that the inquest is being delayed. And the legacy inquest fountain needs to be released, and it needs to be released now.
Okay, Linda Dillon, thanks for speaking to us this morning. Thank you. Thank you. Linda Dillon, who's
thank you very much.
Sinn Féin MLA for Mid Ulster. 90-333-105, 077-66-105-105. Bill has a point to make on the back of our conversation with Linda Dillon about this. And as I mentioned, Sinn Féin MP, it was Francie Molloy actually, he said the families are grieving as a result of this yet again. This claim by a member of the RUC, a former member of the RUC, that they partied inside the van. that the men had been in that was riddled with bullet holes. Bill, what's your point, please?
Well, my point is, Frank, firstly, I mean, I'm actually sitting flabbergasted because it's, to hear that some people who had murder on their minds, they went and killed police officers or whoever it may be about that time. There's probably bombing them, killing and shooting them. By the way, this group has been known to kill quite a lot of people in that area over the years.
Bill, I'm going to interrupt you for a second because your line is really, really bad. If you're able maybe to get the phone a little bit closer to your mouth or whatever, I don't know if you're on a speaker or actually holding the phone. Well, I'll just give you another chance. Go ahead.
Hello, Frank. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, it's a little bit clearer. Go ahead. Yeah, please.
Yeah. Well, no, the point is,
I'll try and get Bill back because I'm sure he's got a very relevant point to make, but it's important that you can hear everything that's been said on the radio. We'll try and get him back on the line. If you are just joining us, good morning to you. 90 333 105, 077 66 105 105. Loads of texts and emails coming in on a variety of issues at the moment. And there's quite a bit there about the football. Significant amount coming through about different things that you would like us to put on the show, which we'll be doing very shortly, and we'll get Bill back on the radio and have a word with him after this. As Phil makes an interesting point, he says, I'm an ex-member of the Royal Irish Regiment. I don't know if the RUC partied in the van. What I do know is the van just sat in the main car park in Gough Barracks, rusting away. I walk past it daily, going for a cup of tea in the canteen. I'd well believe that it probably did happen, says Phil. What else is coming up here? Frank, this was the same gang who blew up Ballygawley police station. They killed police officers. Those who kill should expect to be killed. Just to go back to Bill, who's on line one and making his point. Go ahead, Bill.
Well, as I said, I don't get heard any clear earlier, but I was saying that the Sinn Féin representative is now coming on here and saying the family's grieving, even for 30 years later. You mean, and what about the police officers who were going to intend to kill? How do you think their families would have felt? Yeah, and I mean, to say that this happened, you know, let's see the proof. If there is proof, the photograph is, say, it's been widely sent around the world, never mind in this area alone. But I think it's a bit crazy to come around and ask for people to accept that this happened. I don't believe it would have happened, to be honest. But one thing we'd know and would probably expect was, if that team had been successful in killing people and blowing up the police station, I'm sure they'd have been back to one of their clubs and partied to celebrate. You know, that's the thing about it. You know, you can't. They had murder on their mind. When them people went out that day or that night, they had murder on their mind. I'm sure the family knew that because we've seen over the years, we've seen the funerals of IRA members and all paramilitary members and their families attend and openly they support them. You know, so you have to accept it. It's a war, as I said. We had a war. Conflict, you call it what you want. Conflict, the troubles, the war, call it what you want. But people without with murder in their mind should accept, and their families should accept it. That happens.
Having said that, Bill, if IRA men go to blow up a police station, and if they killed the police officers inside it, they may, I can't argue with you, they may go to some Republican club somewhere and lift beer glasses and cheer to the rafters, the flag or whatever they do, and celebrate death. They may do that. I simply don't know if that was the way it used to be. But we're talking about the police here. We're talking about the people who are supposed to represent everyone, the police who are standing between us and ruin and mayhem at the height of the Troubles. This was how most people would have viewed the police. The police were there to protect. The fact that they were sitting in a bullet-ridden van inside Gough Barracks, drinking beer and vodka, looking out through the bullet holes at the lights of the barracks, reflects very poorly on a police force.
Frank, I accept what you're saying, but also, I mean, they are human beings at the end of the day. And I mean, if I can give you an example of the restraint that these people show, there was a number of years ago where an IRA member went into a shop in Oma, shot a guy dead that he thought was a UDR member. It was his son. The UDR guy came from the back with his personal weapon in his hand. I remember he dropped his knees, pleaded for his life, and the guy spared him, even though he just shot his son dead. Does that not show the restraint and actually the discipline that these people are trained to do? And at the end of the day, you know, they're the same police officers who were maybe stationed at that station that night and felt relieved. Did the party? I mean, there's an old saying, you can claim to be a millionaire, but then the guy asks you to prove it. Let's get the facts. Let's get all the hard facts. I mean, don't let the, what is it they used to say, don't let the truth get in the way of a good story.
Well, I'm just going on what an RUC or ex-RUC member has claimed, that they partied inside the van. 02890 333 105 077 66 105 105.